Welcome here. I am so glad that you are here today to learn about how to eliminate costly marketing guesswork with only four simple dashboards. If you've ever had a question about your business, like what's actually working, but didn't know where to find the answer, this is for you. Today, I'm going to introduce you to four dashboards that help to cut through all of the noise, highlight the metrics that matter, and then give you the clarity that you need to make confident data-backed decisions without having to drown in spreadsheets. Before we get into all of the details, just want to quickly introduce myself. My name is Carrie, and 4 years ago, I found myself working as a director of operations to multiple seven-figure companies. I was feeling so overwhelmed and frustrated by how hard it was to pull together the reliable data they needed from multiple platforms. With so many numbers to sort through, it really felt impossible to get clear answers, and I knew that I wasn't the only one facing that same struggle. Since then, I've helped dozens and dozens of business owners turn their messy metrics into clarity and confidence without all of the headache. And today I'm excited to share some of my best strategies with you during this class. So here's how today's session will flow. First, I want to walk you through why more data isn't the right answer. Second, I want to share why relying on gut instinct alone can be so dangerous for your business. And third, I want to show you how dashboards eliminate guesswork and help you to stay focused. Plus, if you stick around until the end, I want to share something special to help you get started building your own dashboards. Now, the best part of this is that you don't need to be a numbers expert to use dashboards in your business. And in fact, dashboards are designed to simplify your life, not make it harder. They take all of the messy, scattered data from platforms like Google Analytics and online software and spreadsheets and email marketing tools and pull it all together into one clear, actionable view. So instead of spending hours pulling reports or guessing what's working, you'll be able to see exactly where your traffic, your leads, and your sales are coming from, all in just minutes. Dashboards turn that overwhelm into clarity and make decision-making so much faster and easier. Let me share a quick story about Ashley, a student in Measure and Maximize. Ashley is a business owner who is creating amazing content, blogs, YouTube videos, email campaigns, but she had no idea what was actually driving her results. She felt a little bit like she was spinning her wheels. She was putting in tons of effort without really knowing what was paying off. But after implementing the dashboards that she learned to create, she started being able to answer questions like which blog posts are leading to actual sales, which YouTube videos are driving leads, and how are my funnel conversion rates and average cart value changing over time? For Ashley, the ability to pull her spreadsheet data into her dashboard alongside Google Analytics was a game changer. She finally had a clear picture of what was working and what wasn't, so she could put her energy into the content that was actually producing real results. She said, "Finally seeing how my email campaigns are paying off in dollars was a huge eye-opener. I've invested tens of thousands into education for my business, and this was easily one of the most actionable and helpful courses I've ever taken." Ashley's story is a perfect example of how clarity in your data can save you time and money and frustration and help you to make smarter decisions for your business. And let me introduce you to Lauren, a successful entrepreneur running a million-dollar business. Lauren built her business to seven figures using intuition and a deep understanding of her audience and offer, which is amazing. But she realized that scaling to the next level was going to require more than just intuition. She needed clear, data-driven insights to know where her efforts were actually paying off. After implementing dashboards, Lauren said, "Now I have clear, accurate information about exactly what my customers are doing with their funnels. Knowing where sales are coming from is empowering, to say the least. I highly recommend it for any entrepreneur wanting to scale without working harder." Hers is a perfect example of how powerful dashboards can be. They take the guesswork out of scaling your business, giving you clarity about what's working, and then gives you the confidence to double down on it. Now, let's talk about Natalie, who, like so many of us, never considered herself to be a numbers person. When she heard terms like analytics or dashboards, her reaction honestly was to shut down. She didn't know where to look in Google Analytics, and even when she found data, she struggled to figure out how to apply it to her own business. But here's what she said after implementing her dashboards. "To me, this dashboard isn't even about numbers. It's more like a targeted to-do list for creating better content that resonates with my readers. At a glance, I can get the information I need, and I know I'm not wasting my time or second-guessing myself." Natalie was finally able to get clarity, and for her, that meant knowing exactly where to focus her energy without feeling overwhelmed or second-guessing every move. Now she's creating content with purpose, confident that her offers resonate with her audience and will drive results. Her story is an excellent reminder that dashboards really aren't about being a numbers person. They're about simplifying your data into actionable insights that make your business easier and more effective to run. The transformations I've shared, whether it's Ashley discovering which content drives sales, Lauren scaling her business confidently, or Natalie simplifying her data into actionable steps, these are all the result of implementing the dashboards I teach in my course, Measure and Maximize. We'll dive into what the course offers a little bit later, but for now, let's stay focused on the topic at hand: how to eliminate guesswork in your marketing so you can make smarter, faster decisions with confidence. So this session is for you if you see yourself in one of these three categories. Maybe you feel like Ashley, a solopreneur who's creating amazing content but having no idea which efforts are actually driving results. Ashley needed a way to see how her marketing contributed to her sales and how her funnels were performing so she could focus on what was actually working. Or maybe you feel like Lauren, who built her business to seven figures on intuition, which is an incredible accomplishment. But she realized that scaling further would require clear, reliable data to make smarter decisions without burning herself out. Or maybe you feel like Natalie, who didn't consider herself to be a numbers person. She found those analytics tools so overwhelming and didn't know how to focus in on the right metrics for her business. What she needed was a simple way to stop second-guessing things and start confidently marketing in a way that was actually resonating with her audience. If you see yourself in any of these stories, you are in the right place. Our time together today is designed to help you simplify your data, focus on what matters most, and eliminate the guesswork in your marketing. So before we keep going, which one of these stories feels most like you? Just jot it down. That clarity will help everything else we cover today land even more powerfully. I really want to be able to help you, just like Ashley and Lauren and Natalie, escape the overwhelm of messy metrics and finally stop guessing about what's actually working in your business. The truth is, tracking your metrics doesn't have to be complicated and it doesn't have to be time consuming. My goal today is to show you how you can simplify that process so you can spend less time wondering if your efforts are paying off and more time actually winning in your business. And stay with me until the end, and I promise I will make this worth your time. First, I want to give you a one-page starter dashboard that you can start using today. This simple dashboard is going to show you your top and most visited pages so you can quickly see how users are actually interacting with your site. This is an easy win that you can implement within minutes. And second, if you're ready to take the next step in mastering your own metrics, I'm going to share the details on how to save over $300 and get started building your own custom dashboards within Measure and Maximize. So stick with me, it's going to be worth it. So let me take you back to that time 4 years ago. As I mentioned, I was working as a fractional director of operations, helping multiple seven-figure businesses manage their systems and teams and strategies. One of my key responsibilities was to help these businesses make data-driven decisions. So we were supposed to figure out what was working and where we needed to pivot. But pulling all of those necessary numbers together from Google Analytics and email marketing tools and their ads manager was a nightmare. I loved the idea of using data to guide decisions, but the process was overwhelming and time-consuming, especially with how messy and scattered everything felt. And I knew that if I was struggling this, I couldn't be the only one who was. Every business I worked with was using a dozen different tools running at once. They had websites, they had cart tools for payments, they had email marketing systems and multiple social media platforms, not to mention any paid traffic sources. Trying to connect the dots across all of those tools to get a clear story was exhausting. Even though I've always loved numbers, it was taking me hours to manually pull data, to cross-check it across platforms, and then to figure out what it all meant. It wasn't just time-consuming either, it was really frustrating. And what's even worse, even with all of that time and effort I was putting in, the numbers still didn't feel like they were reliable. There was gaps in the data, there was things that didn't match across platforms, and that led to even more second-guessing. I started to lose trust in the numbers altogether. And that's when I realized there had to be a better way. I needed a system that could pull all of those numbers together into one place, something reliable and something that would make it easy to read to show me exactly what was working and what wasn't at a glance. This realization changed everything, and it's why I am so passionate now about helping other business owners find that same clarity. And that's when I discovered the beauty and the simplicity of custom dashboards. They didn't just save me and my clients hours of time, but they completely changed how we approached our businesses. For the first time, we had clear, reliable data that gave us confidence in our decision. And it made a massive difference both for my business and for my clients' businesses. And here's the thing. For me, as someone who's always loved numbers, if I found this process so hard and overwhelming, I could only imagine what it would feel like for business owners trying to do this on their own, or for team members tasked with figuring this all out who didn't really like working with numbers in the first place. So that's why I'm here today, to show you how you can finally get the numbers that you need to grow your business without the headaches or frustration or wasted time. If you've been wanting to get a better handle on your numbers, let me ask you this. Does any of this sound familiar? Maybe you've opened Google Analytics only to be unbelievably overwhelmed by all the data staring back at you. You didn't know where to start or where to look for, so you just closed it down and moved on. Or maybe you've tried piecing together insights from various platforms like Google Analytics and email tools and social media and cart systems, but instead of getting more clarity, you just end up more confused than you were before. Or maybe you've manually entered hundreds of numbers into a spreadsheet thinking it would finally give you the answers that you needed, but then you never really looked at it again because it was way too overwhelming to make sense of. Or maybe you've just avoided your numbers altogether because it just felt like too much to deal with and it's just one more thing on your already full plate. If any of those struggles resonated with you, feeling overwhelmed by platforms, confused by scattered data, completely over manual data entry, or avoiding your numbers together, you are not alone. And the good news is you don't have to stay stuck in that frustration. So let's talk about the first way to avoid costly marketing guesswork and start making decisions with confidence. And that's to stop thinking that the answer to your problem is more data. Because honestly, most businesses today are already drowning in data. You have access to numbers in dozens of places, but having access to all of that info doesn't help if you don't know how to interpret it or what to do with it. This overwhelm often leads to inaction. You spend more time piecing together reports than actually using them to make decisions. And here's the kicker: the belief that if I had more numbers, I'd have better insights is actually what keeps so many business owners stuck in this cycle of confusion and frustration. The real solution isn't more data, it's creating a focus system that connects and simplifies the data that you already have. Because when you can focus on key metrics that matter, like how your traffic and marketing and sales are working together, you actually get a clear picture of what's driving results. This shift changes everything. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, you have a system that empowers you to see what's working and what isn't at a glance, to make confident, data-backed decisions in minutes, and spend less time guessing and more time growing. Now, the second way to avoid costly marketing guesswork is to stop relying completely on gut feelings or surface-level insights that aren't enough to grow your business. I know that making decisions this way can feel natural, because after all, you know your business better than anybody else. But without having real data to back up those instincts, you could be making decisions in the dark. Think of it like driving without a GPS. You have a general sense of where you're going, but if you take a wrong turn, you may not realize it until you are miles off course. You could end up wasting time, burning fuel, and getting frustrated, all because you don't have a clear, real-time view of the road ahead. This exact same thing happens in business. When decisions are made on instinct alone, or worse, on incomplete or misleading data, it's easy to miss key opportunities, like doubling down on your best-performing content. You could waste money on ads or strategies that aren't actually bringing in results. And you could try to fix problems that don't exist while completely ignoring the problems that actually do exist. And the tricky part, it feels like you're making informed decisions, but without that data in front of you, you're basically guessing. Your gut absolutely is an important guide, but when you pair it with real-time, reliable data, that's what ensures that you're making the right moves, not just the ones that feel right. So here's an example. One client thought they needed more traffic to fix the fact that their sales were lower than predicted. But when we looked at the data, we discovered the real problem was a low-converting sales page. By making adjustments to the sales page, they increased their conversions by 20% without spending a dime on ads or getting on the hamster wheel of creating additional content. And this brings us to the third way to avoid costly marketing guesswork, and that is tracking the right metrics. Now, this is not just for big businesses, it is the fastest way to grow your business right now. The belief that data is just for big businesses is one of the biggest myths that I see holding small business owners back. Because honestly, tracking the right metrics is the fastest way to grow your business, no matter what the size. When you know what to look at, like how traffic is flowing through your funnels or which campaigns are driving the most revenue, you can make smarter decisions faster. This isn't about making things more complicated. It really is about simplifying and focusing only on the numbers that matter. And your secret weapon is custom automated dashboards. Instead of piecing together data manually, dashboards do all of the heavy lifting for you. They pull together the numbers from platforms like Google Analytics, your cart tools, your sales pages, and your funnels, all in one easy-to-read view, so you can see all of your key numbers at a glance in one place. This means way less time drowning in reports and more time making confident decisions and focusing on what matters most. So you might be wondering, what does this actually look like in action? Great question. I'm about to walk you through the four dashboards that every business owner needs. These dashboards are designed to help you see what's working and what's not at a glance, to simplify your decision-making process, and to save time and eliminate the guesswork in your marketing. So the first dashboard I want to share with you is actually one of the very first dashboards I ever built, and for good reason, and it's a total game changer. This is a traffic and conversions dashboard, and it answers one of the most important questions in your business: where are my leads and sales actually coming from? Now, if you've ever opened Google Analytics, felt completely overwhelmed, and then immediately closed it, that's a pretty common reaction. Google Analytics has so much data, but finding the exact report you need usually means clicking through a maze of different menus and charts. So by building a dashboard like this, it eliminates the headache by pulling the key numbers you actually need into one place. Instead of wasting time searching for insights, you can just take action. This dashboard helps you understand which marketing efforts are actually paying off so you can focus on what's working and stop wasting time on what isn't. It gives you a clear picture of your traffic and conversions without digging through endless reports. So let's dive in and take a look. So the first chart that you're going to see here is our traffic and conversions breakdown. This is exactly where we can see which platforms are bringing in visitors, leads, and sales. So let me walk you through what you're seeing. First of all, we have our session source. This tells us where the traffic is coming from, like Google or Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and so on. Medium tells us the type of traffic, if it was organic, paid, social, email, referral, so on. The total number of users tells us the total number of users from each source. And then we're also able to see how many of those users went on to become leads and how many actually converted into being paying customers. Now, what makes this so powerful is that instead of just seeing a big number for overall traffic, you can now see exactly which sources are driving revenue and not just clicks. So let me give you a real-life example of why this matters. I had a client who was pouring so much time and resources into Pinterest for months. Their team was creating content, optimizing pins, and following all of the best practices. But then when we pulled their information into this dashboard, we realized that Pinterest was bringing in traffic, sure, but almost no one was opting in or purchasing. Meanwhile, they hadn't really been paying that much attention to Instagram, but the lower amount of visitors that came from Instagram were converting at a way higher rate. So this made the decision very obvious: spend less time on Pinterest and double down on Instagram. And once we made that shift, we very quickly saw a boost in both leads and sales. This is what's so powerful about data. It stops you from having to guess and helps you to make strategic decisions that drive real results. So the next chart on this dashboard is all about trends. This lets us see how total traffic has changed over time. So let's say we noticed that last February, for example, our website traffic was double what it is this month. Instead of just wondering why, we can actually go back and look at what marketing efforts were happening during that time period. Maybe it was a particular ad campaign that converted really well, or a podcast interview, or a viral post. And whatever it was, we can identify what worked and try to replicate that again. This is one of the biggest benefits of tracking your numbers. You get to replicate success instead of constantly reinventing the wheel. And then here, we have a chart that just does a separate breakdown of the percent of traffic from each source. Yes, this information is also visualized here in a kind of a more split up way. And this gives us the ability to visualize it in a different way so we can see just based on source where our traffic is coming from. So for example, of the ones that were actually registered and tracked by Google Analytics properly, we can see that we had 12% of traffic that came from Google, 7.5% that came in from ConvertKit and from another email source as well together, so about 13%, and so on and so forth. Now, let's say you wanted to look at just one traffic source like Facebook. With just one click, you can actually filter the entire dashboard to show only Facebook data. So if we come up here to session source and we select only Facebook, this means we can now see how our Facebook traffic has changed over time. Down here, we can see how those users have changed. We can see how many opt-ins and how many purchases came from Facebook. And then we can also really see if there was any months where Facebook traffic really spiked so that we can see what worked and then repeat it. This filtering function makes it so much easier to analyze specific platforms and adjust your strategy accordingly. And the great thing too is that all of these filters can be added on to each other. So for example, if we wanted to see Facebook and we only wanted to be able to see social and how that made a difference, we could come in and layer that in here as well. And to get rid of the filters, all we need to do is hit reset and everything goes back to the way that it started. So at this point, you're probably starting to see just how valuable this particular dashboard is. But let's sum it up with a few key questions and answers for you. It talks about where your leads and sales actually came from, which marketing efforts are driving the best results, which platforms aren't converting so I could stop wasting time on them, how my conversion rates vary by traffic source, and where I should invest my marketing budget for the highest ROI. So instead of guessing where to spend time and energy and money, you now have clear data-backed answers to help you make smart decisions. If this kind of clarity would save you from wasting thousands on misaligned traffic, stick around. I want to show you how to get this dashboard built inside of Measure and Maximize. Next up, I want to show you another incredibly powerful dashboard, which is your funnel dashboard. So you'll notice each of these dashboards I'm sharing today is designed a little differently, just to give you a sense of what's possible inside Looker Studio design-wise. And this one is a game changer for tracking and optimizing product funnels. So let's talk about what this dashboard does. It tracks how well a single product funnel is performing from the moment someone lands on your sales page all the way through to checkout and then to purchase. So in this example, we're looking at a three-step funnel with sales page, checkout page, and thank you page. And this is where things get really exciting. It doesn't just give you raw numbers, it visualizes the journey so you can see where people are getting stuck and where conversions are happening. So at the top, we have an overview of the last 28 days. This date range selector here, you'll see this all the way across through all of these different reports. You can choose whichever date range that you'd like to see. It could be 7 days, it could be 28 days, it could be the last year. The world is your oyster here. You can choose whatever combination you'd like. And this enables us to see how many users we had to the sales page, how many users we had to the checkout page, and how many total purchases were made all within this time period that's been selected. And we're not just looking at numbers, we're comparing them to the previous 30 days. Why? Because those trends really matter. Are your conversions increasing? Are we losing momentum? This dashboard really helps us to see that at a glance. So for example, if last month we had 1,000 people who visited the checkout page, but this month we only had 600, that tells us that something has changed and we need to dig in and figure out what. So something else that's super powerful here too is that this dashboard breaks down your conversion rates at each step. So how many people are actually moving from sales page to checkout page, and how many actually complete their purchase by moving from checkout page to the thank you page. So let's say that our dashboard here has the 19.35% of people that move from sales page to checkout page, and about almost 8.5% are converting from checkout to purchase. So right away, we know that if traffic isn't making it to checkout, the issue is likely on the sales page. Maybe the messaging isn't landing, or the pricing isn't clear, or the call to action needs improvement. If the traffic makes it to checkout but doesn't complete the purchase, the issue could be cart abandonment. Maybe there's friction in the checkout process, or unexpected fees, or missing trust signals. This level of insight takes the guesswork out of funnel optimization, because you want to make sure that you're fixing where the problem is and not breaking something that's actually working. Now, just like our traffic dashboard, we can also see where our users are coming from. On the left, we can see which traffic sources are driving visitors to our sales page. And then we can also see which of those sources are leading to conversions. Now, this is why this is so valuable. Maybe Facebook ads are bringing a ton of traffic to your sales page, but none of those visitors from that source are actually buying. This could mean that your ad targeting is off, or there's a disconnect between the ad and the offer, or your sales page needs to be tweaked for cold audiences. Or maybe a particular email campaign drove a ton of traffic, but then nobody actually moved to checkout. This signals that you need to actually rework your page and figure out what is the disconnect between what they were reading in the email and what they're seeing on the sales page. This is the kind of clarity that saves you thousands of dollars and hours of wasted effort. Another incredible feature on this dashboard, similar to the one we just looked at, is filtering. This dashboard lets us filter by traffic source, by medium, by campaign, so we can analyze different segments in real time. So for example, we could filter down to Google organic traffic. So we're going to come here to session source. We're going to choose Google. And now you'll see this entire page updates to show us all of the people who came specifically from Google. And we can see that Google organic is the only option because in this particular data set, there was no paid traffic being run to it. And we can see here that there was two people that hit the sales page. Those two people hit the checkout page, and one person actually purchased directly from Google organic. That's amazing insight to be able to have because we literally know where our purchasers came from. So if we actually come in here and we're going to reset this. Now let's say we could filter for ConvertKit, which is our email provider. Again, this whole page will update to reflect that. And we can see now that although we've had 31 people that have clicked over to our sales page, no one has made it to checkout. So we might need to clarify our pricing. We might need to add more social proof. We might need to make it more clear in our email where they're clicking to so that there's congruency between those two things. But this level of insight helps us to take targeted action. Now I'm just going to hit reset here to take us back to the beginning again. But one thing I wanted to just mention about this dashboard is that it also tracks which percentage of your total site visitors actually see this offer. So for example, if you have 10,000 people visiting your site every month, but only 500 are making it to your sales page, that's a problem. Maybe the button to your offer is too hidden, or your homepage isn't leading people in the right direction. This insight gives you the power to optimize your site layout, your call to action placements, your internal links to make sure that your best offer gets seen by more people. So overall, this dashboard takes the guesswork out of optimizing your funnel. It helps you pinpoint exactly where buyers are dropping off. It shows you which marketing efforts are actually leading to sales for this particular product. It helps you tweak and improve your email campaigns for better conversions. It helps you to save time and money and frustration by showing you where to focus. And this is just one of the four dashboards that we walk you through inside of Measure and Maximize. Now let's move on to the next dashboard, because once you have your funnel optimized, the next question is, are we actually hitting our sales goals? So let's take a look at the sales dashboard. So I personally think this is one of the most underrated but most valuable dashboards that you can have inside your business. This is the dashboard that my one-to-one clients don't always realize they need, but once they see it, they can't imagine running their business without it. Why? Well, it pulls all of your sales data into one place so you can very easily see how much revenue you've collected across channels, how much has been refunded, your average order value, how your revenue trends over time, and your best-selling products and offers. Most business owners are piecing this together manually, logging into multiple platforms and spreadsheets and cart systems to try to get an actual picture of their numbers. But this dashboard automates that process and gives you real-time data in seconds. And this is one of the most powerful things here. It updates automatically. Within about 3 minutes of someone making a purchase, it will show up here. And this is amazing because you're not waiting until the end of the week or worse, the end of the month to see how your sales are actually going. You can check in daily to see how things are trending. And you can instantly spot any red flags like unexpected dips in revenue or spikes in refunds. Having this level of insight at your fingertips means you can quickly course correct instead of looking back weeks later and then realize something actually wasn't working. So let's walk through the dashboard itself. Across the top of the dashboard, you see four key numbers. We have the total amount of revenue collected, the total refund amount, the net revenue after your refunds are deducted, and your average order value. Now, this average order value is particularly important if you're looking to increase your profitability. So for example, if your average order value is $97 and you introduce a well-placed order bump or upsell, you could increase that number to $147 or $197 without needing any additional traffic. That's why keeping an eye on this metric and testing different pricing and bundling strategies can make a huge impact on your bottom line. And sometimes you really just want to be able to see how much revenue your business brought in during a particular time period or particular date, and this is exactly where you can go to find that information. Next, we break down our sales by product so you can see how many units have sold, the total revenue generated per product, and how many refunds have been issued for each of the products. This is a must-have metric, especially when you're selling across multiple platforms. I have clients that work with ClickFunnels and ThriveCart and Kajabi and Shopify and HighLevel and a mix of different payment processors. And now, instead of clicking into each platform individually, this dashboard pulls all of this into one place. Now, here's why this matters. One of my clients had a low-ticket membership that they had been running for months. It was only generating about 7% of their revenue, but it was taking up about 3/4 of their time. The effort was completely disproportionate to the return that they were getting. After seeing the data clearly laid out on this dashboard, they almost immediately made the call to shut down that monthly membership and shift their time and energy into their higher ticket offers. This is the kind of data-driven decision-making that gives you your time back without having to sacrifice your revenue. Next up, we're able to visualize the percentage of revenue that each product brings in. So for example, if you have 53% of your revenue coming in from one product, that's really important to know. And maybe another offer is only contributing 2% despite a ton of effort from your team, which means it might be time to reassess. This is key for resource allocation, making sure that your marketing and sales and fulfillment efforts align with where your revenue is actually coming from. This dashboard gives you instant clarity on whether you should double down on best performing products, or if you need to shift your focus away from low return offers, or if you have an opportunity to optimize pricing and positioning and bundling. Now, down here at the bottom of the dashboard, we're able to see how revenue is trending month over month, as well as our progress against revenue goals. This helps us to answer questions like, are we actually growing? Are we hitting our revenue targets? Do we have seasonal spikes or slowdowns? Do we need to ramp up promotions or launches? So for example, if the sales in May are double what they were in March, we might want to look back and say, did we run a big promotion that month that we could replicate? Was there some kind of seasonal change that we didn't anticipate? Can we change something in our marketing or pricing that could affect our conversions? And did we during that time when we saw that spike? It's this kind of big picture insight that helps you to plan ahead and stay proactive rather than just reactive to whatever is happening. So as you can see, this dashboard gives you real-time visibility into your sales and revenue. It helps you make informed decisions about pricing and promotions and product focus. It prevents wasted time on low-performing offers, and it really allows you to optimize for higher profits and increased efficiency. At the end of the day, this is the dashboard that helps you take control of your revenue. Because when you know where your money is coming from and how it's trending, that's the key to be able to have predictable, scalable growth. This dashboard has helped so many students uncover hidden revenue and reclaim hours of time, and we help you build your own version inside the course. So let's move on to our final dashboard that I'd like to show you today, and that is a launch dashboard. So a launch dashboard is where everything comes together, your sales data, your website analytics, and your traffic sources, so you can analyze exactly what worked, what didn't, and what you can improve next time. Because honestly, if you don't know what drove your sales, it's really hard when you come to your next launch because you're kind of just guessing. But with this dashboard, you'll know exactly what moved the needle. At the top of the dashboard, you'll see the key numbers from your launch, including the total amount of revenue that was generated, the total number of sales, and your average order value. Now, what's great about this dashboard is that it's pulling from two different data sources. We have sales data that's coming in from sales tracking, which is outlined in this light peach color here, as well as website traffic data, which is coming from Google Analytics, and that's everything that has these gray backgrounds. Now, when we combine these two, you get a complete picture of how the launch actually performed, and right away, it helps us to spot some bottlenecks in the funnel. This immediate clarity means that you can fix the things that aren't working. Now, one of the most valuable parts of this dashboard is tracking exactly where your buyers came from. Did they come from your email list, or did they come from a Facebook or Google ad, from a podcast or a webinar, or maybe from a guest post or an affiliate partner? This matters because not all traffic converts the same way. So for example, one of my clients was running Facebook ads and email promos during their launch. Those were basically the two sources of traffic they were relying on. When we looked at their data, we saw that their email audience converted at 5% overall on the entire funnel, but their Facebook ad traffic converted at less than 1%. That showed us that there was something off with their ad messaging or with the way the landing page was speaking about the offer for cold audiences. So for their next launch, we tweaked both the ad targeting and we also refined their sales page's language, and the conversion rate jumped pretty substantially from less than 1% to over 2.5%. That's the power of this dashboard. When you know where your sales are coming from, you can make smarter decisions. So we can see for this particular fake data set that for this particular launch period, which was July 1st to 15th of last year, that this is how the users were moving through their particular funnel. So these are actually really good conversion rates, and I probably wouldn't recommend them changing anything based on the numbers that are here, but I'm sure as you're looking at this and you're noting too, they had very little traffic to the sales page. So this is obviously the first thing that they need to work on is driving more traffic. The more eyes they can get on the page, the more likely they are to getting people that go all the way through to purchase. Because having a 26% conversion rate on a total funnel is phenomenal. Now they just need to really pour gasoline on it and make sure that they're getting more eyeballs on their site. One of the last pieces that we have down here is the section of the dashboard that tracks daily sales numbers through the launch. So this lets us very easily see when people are buying the most, when there's key spikes in conversion, and then we can also go back and line it up with how marketing efforts actually drove action. So let's say, for example, day one sales, there was only one purchase. Maybe we need stronger launch announcements. Or maybe over here on day 13 of the launch, we had a bit of a spike. Was there a replay email that went out or a social post that particularly converted well? I know that these numbers don't have a huge amount of dramatic change in between them, but just to give you an idea of the things that you can look at. Maybe the last 24 hours of your launch brings in 50% of your sales. So maybe it would make sense to add another closed cart email. So once the launch is over, this dashboard gives you crystal clear insights on what to repeat and what to change. Did your Facebook ads perform well? Well, if not, maybe you need to tweak your targeting or ad copy. Did certain emails drive a ton of sales? Use that same copy again the next launch and use that messaging in your social posts. Did sales spike on webinar day? Maybe that's a signal to do more live sessions next time. This helps to eliminate guesswork and makes every launch better than the last. So you can see that overall, we can see exactly where our sales came from. We can see exactly which of our marketing efforts worked to bring in both the users to the sales page and the people that actually purchased. We're able to look at future launches and how we can optimize for higher revenue and conversion rates. And we're able to track performance in real time instead of waiting until it's over. And this really is how you scale smarter, by using all of that data to make informed strategic decisions instead of just crossing your fingers and hoping for the best. Knowing exactly what worked in a launch and what didn't can make a huge difference to your business. And this is just one of the four dashboards we walk you through how to build inside of Measure and Maximize. Now that you've seen the four essential dashboards that every business owner needs, I hope you can see just how powerful it is to have clear, actionable data at your fingertips. These dashboards help you to uncover exactly what's working and what isn't, so you can stop guessing and start focusing your time, energy, and resources where they will have the biggest impact. Whether you're like Ashley and need to know which of your content is converting, like Lauren and ready to scale beyond gut feeling, or like Natalie and just want to feel less overwhelmed, these dashboards are designed to meet you right where you are. And that is why I am so excited to tell you about Measure and Maximize, a program designed to give you everything you need to find clarity, take action, and make confident decisions for your business as you learn to create these dashboards for yourself. Now, if you don't have access to these numbers at your fingertips, you could be missing out on some really important things in your business. First, let's talk about revenue and profit growth. Without the data-driven insights that we've talked about today, you might be investing in strategies that aren't delivering results. This could lead to lost revenue, reduced profit margins, and a whole lot of frustration as you wonder why your hard work isn't paying off in the way that you expected. Next, let's talk about time and resources. Without streamlined processes like the ones taught in Measure and Maximize, you may end up spending hours trying to figure out what's working and what's not, only to end up wasting time on unproductive activities. Imagine how much more you could accomplish if you had a system that gave you the clarity and focus to use your time and your resources more effectively. And finally, not to be overlooked, decision-making confidence. Without the tools and dashboards in this program, making informed decisions can really feel like throwing darts in the dark. When you don't have clarity, it is so easy to hesitate or second-guess yourself or avoid making big moves altogether. This not only stalls your growth, but it limits your ability to innovate and stay ahead in your industry. When you have access to reliable dashboards like the ones I teach in Measure and Maximize, here's what's going to shift for you. You'll boost your revenue and profit by focusing only on the things that work. No more wasted money on strategies that don't actually deliver results. You will save hours of time by putting your energy into strategies that actually move the needle instead of spinning your wheels on everything else. You will feel confident in your decisions because you have numbers to back you up every step of the way. No more second guessing and no more feeling unsure. You'll experience less stress and more progress. Business setbacks will stop feeling so personal, and you'll start tweaking and optimizing for better results instead. You'll finally be able to say goodbye to guesswork. You'll know what's working and what isn't, so you can grow your business with confidence. And finally, you'll run your business like a well-oiled machine. When you focus on the right things, everything starts to click into place. This isn't just about tracking numbers. It's about transforming the way you run your business so that you can have clarity, confidence, and sustainable growth. So now that you know what's possible, let's dive into how we'll make it happen. It all starts with module one, prepare to measure. In this module, we lay the groundwork for working with data to make it feel simple and approachable. You're going to learn the exact tools and techniques that we recommend to streamline your processes and take the guesswork out of tracking your numbers. You'll also get a very clear framework for figuring out what to measure so you are focusing on the metrics that actually matter. So instead of wasting time on data that doesn't drive results, you're focused on the right things. And by the end of module one, you walk away with a personalized plan for your own measurement setup, total clarity about where to focus your next efforts, and most importantly, the confidence to start using your numbers to make smarter decisions right away. This is where the transformation begins, building a foundation that sets you up for that growth, clarity, and confidence. This is so important because understanding what to measure and why is the key to cutting through all of that noise in your business. Without this foundation, it is really easy to get stuck tracking data that doesn't actually help you to grow. But when you focus on the right metrics, everything becomes more clear. It saves you time and money and frustration, which helps you to avoid the mistakes that come from guessing or relying on surface level insights. This is not just about numbers. It's about making every decision in your business with purpose and clarity. In module two, we dive into the heart of your data, setting up your Google Analytics account so you can start capturing your marketing analytics the right way. We will walk you through step by step how to install Google Analytics on your website, how to verify that it's actually sending and capturing data, and how to set up events and conversions so you can measure exactly what matters the most. And this isn't just about setup, it's about feeling confident with the tool itself. I know Google Analytics can feel intimidating, but I want to be able to show you that it is not as scary as it seems. And by the end of this module, you'll have a fully functional Google Analytics account, the ability to track your key events like your traffic and your leads and your sales and website activity, and most importantly, the confidence to navigate through your analytics and start seeing insights right away. With this foundation in place, you'll have what you need to understand your audience's behavior and start making smarter decisions about where to focus your efforts. Without a properly set up and configured Google Analytics account, you really don't know what's working in your marketing. This step ensures that you're not just collecting random data, but you're collecting the right data, the kind of insights that show you exactly how people are interacting with your website. It really sets the stage for everything else that we do in the course. When your measurement is set up correctly, you can trust your numbers, and that trust is what drives confident, informed decisions. In module three, we're diving into the art and science of dashboards, ensuring that you not only understand what a dashboard is, but how to create ones that are impactful and will be useful to your business. We're going to cover what makes a great dashboard so that you can design reports that focus on the metrics that matter most and give you an introduction to Looker Studio, which is the dashboard tool that we'll be using. You'll walk away with confidence in knowing exactly which components you need to make your dashboards effective and actionable, plus a clear understanding of Looker Studio's basics so you can feel comfortable and ready to move into module four, where you get to start building your own custom dashboards. This module is all about giving you the tools and the knowledge to create dashboards that simplify your data, keep you focused, and deliver the insights that you need to grow your business. Because remember, a dashboard isn't just a collection of random numbers. This is going to become your decision-making headquarters. When it's designed well, a dashboard gives you instant clarity about what's working, what needs your attention, and where to focus next. But if it's cluttered or if it's tracking the wrong metrics, it's just going to leave you more confused than you were before. What you learn in this module is essential because your dashboards become the foundation of every smart data-driven decision that you're going to make moving forward. Module four is where we start pulling everything together. Here, we focus on understanding exactly where our traffic is coming from and how our funnels are performing so you can see what's working and where you need to make changes. We cover what UTMs are and how to use them to track the success of your marketing efforts. You'll build a traffic dashboard that shows you exactly which activities are driving leads, sales, and engagement, and which ones really aren't worth your time. You'll create a funnel dashboard that pinpoints leaks and opportunities in your funnels and helps you to optimize every stage for maximum conversions throughout the funnel. When you've completed this module, you'll walk away with a UTM strategy and creation tool to track all of your campaigns with precision, a fully built-out traffic dashboard that answers key questions like, where are our leads and sales coming from? Which marketing activities are generating results and which ones aren't? And how do conversion rates vary by traffic source? And a funnel dashboard that gives you clarity on things like how your leads are moving through your funnel, where your leaks exist and how to fix them, as well as your conversion rates. By the end of this module, you will have two powerful dashboard tools that give you total visibility into your traffic and marketing performance, helping you to make those smarter, faster decisions so that you can grow your business. Remember, without understanding where your leads and sales and conversions are coming from or where you're losing them, you are leaving money and growth on the table. When you know exactly where your traffic is coming from, you really can double down on what's working and stop wasting time and money on the things that aren't. By tracking and optimizing your funnels, you can find and fix leaks that are costing you leads and sales and revenue. And UTMs give you the power to measure the success of every campaign so you know exactly how your marketing activities are performing. With these dashboards, you'll have the data to make smarter, faster decisions about your marketing and sales efforts without having to guess. This module is unbelievably valuable because you'll no longer wonder if your marketing is working. You'll actually be able to know. And that is the kind of insight that drives real growth in your business. Module 5 is one of my favorites, and it is all about making sense of your sales data so that you can make informed strategic decisions that drive more revenue. Even the most experienced business owners, and sometimes even bookkeepers, struggle to be able to explain exactly where revenue is coming from or how individual products are actually performing. And that's why in this module, we help you break your sales data down so it's easy to understand. We teach you how to build a DIY sales dashboard that keeps all of your key sales metrics in one place. And we show you how to track trends, identify opportunities, and uncover gaps so that you always know where to focus to increase your sales. That means by the end of this module, you'll walk away with a clear, easy-to-use sales dashboard that shows you exactly how your programs or products are performing. You'll have confidence in your numbers. You don't have to second-guess your revenue trends anymore. And you'll have a strategic view on how to increase your sales moving forward based on real data, not just on your gut feelings. When it comes right down to it, your sales data is the heartbeat of your business. Because if you're not tracking it the right way, you could be making decisions based on assumptions instead of facts. And here's why this matters. If you don't know where your revenue is coming from, you can't do more of what's working. If you can't see how each product or offer is performing, you might be investing in completely the wrong things. And if you're only looking at big picture numbers without breaking them down, you could really be missing hidden revenue opportunities. But by creating this sales dashboard, you will finally have a real-time, accurate view of your sales performance without digging through spreadsheets or trying to piece things together manually. Module 6 is all about tracking and optimizing your launches so that you can maximize sales and make smarter, real-time decisions throughout your launch. Remember, a successful launch isn't just about getting sales, it's also about understanding what's working and what isn't so that you can adjust and improve as you go on. In this module, we help you organize your launch data so that you can get reliable insights without guessing. We help you to track your sales through the entire launch cycle to see when most sales come in so you can plan strategically, and how to compare launches over time so you can continually improve your results. By the end of this module, you'll walk away with a fully built launch dashboard that you can use for each launch moving forward. You'll have the ability to track and adjust your launch in real time instead of waiting until it's over to figure out what actually worked. And you can take insights from past launches so each one gets better and more profitable. With this system, you'll no longer be hoping for sales. You'll be tracking, analyzing, and optimizing every step of the way. For a lot of businesses, launches are still one of their biggest revenue opportunities. But without the right data, it's really easy to miss out on potential sales. So if you're not tracking your data in real time, you may miss opportunities to adjust your strategy. And without those numbers, you could be repeating the same mistakes in every launch instead of getting better with each one. This isn't just about tracking your numbers. It's about making smarter, more profitable launches that grow your business every time you open your doors. Module 7 is where we take your dashboards to the next level, because data shouldn't just be functional. It should be clear, engaging, and easy to interpret. In this module, you'll learn styling tricks to make your dashboard visually appealing and easy to read, whether it's for yourself or your team or your clients. You'll learn how to choose the right charts, graphs, and visualizations to tell a compelling story with your data. And you'll learn the key questions to ask so your dashboards don't just display numbers, but give real actionable insights. And by the end of this module, you will walk away with dashboards that aren't just useful, but polished and professional. The ability to structure data in a way that makes decision-making faster and easier. And you'll really have that true CEO mindset where your numbers tell a clear, powerful story that drives you to action. Your dashboards should feel as strategic and powerful as the business they represent, and this module makes sure that they do. And finally, Module 8 is where everything comes together, because like we've talked about, data alone isn't enough. The real power comes from knowing how to interpret those numbers and then turn them into smart strategic decisions. So in this model, you'll learn how to use our OCT framework to spot patterns and insights in your dashboards. We'll talk about the best practices for monthly data reviews so you can stay on top of your numbers without being completely overwhelmed. and also how to create and test a theory in your business so you can predict how an idea will perform before investing a whole bunch of time or money into it. By the time you finish up this module, you'll know exactly how to read and apply your dashboards to improve results, how to feel confident in your next steps, knowing your decisions are backed by real insights, and be able to repeat this process at every level of your business, which turns your data into growth month after month after month. This is such an incredibly important part of moving towards a data-driven business because seeing the numbers isn't enough. You have to understand what they're telling you so that you can take action. Without a structured way to analyze your data, it is easy to become overwhelmed and unsure about what to do next. Testing your ideas before fully committing to them helps you make smarter investments of time and money and makes things so much more efficient. You'll have a repeatable process for turning data into insights and that insight into action. And that's what makes the difference between a business that reacts and a business that leads. Now, I know that building dashboards and setting up tracking systems can feel a little bit overwhelming if you're doing it alone, but you definitely won't be inside of Measure and Maximize. We have monthly office hours calls led by our student success manager, where you have dedicated support to help you with the technical setup and implementation of everything you're learning. These calls are perfect when you need help with building and refining dashboards so they show exactly what you need, or setting up and troubleshooting Google Analytics to make sure your data is being captured correctly, or navigating Looker Studio, the dashboard tool that we use, or UTMs or any other tracking tools without any frustration. Think of this as your tech support hotline, so you never have to waste hours stuck on setup issues or wondering if you did something right. When you know your tracking is set up properly, you can focus on what really matters, using your data to grow your business. And once your dashboards are built and your tracking is in place, the next question is, what do you do with all that data? Well, that's where the monthly Q&A calls with myself come in. These calls are all about interpreting your numbers so you know exactly what the data is telling you, identifying opportunities and problem areas so you can stop guessing and start making strategic decisions, and determining your next best steps so that you always know where to focus to improve results. These calls are about using that data to fine-tune your marketing, your funnels, and your sales strategy. I come in with my 15 years of online business and marketing experience, and we take real-world insights from your business and turn them into action so that you can keep making decisions that are actually going to move the needle for you. And I am a firm believer that most things are more fun in community. That's why you get unlimited access to our private student Facebook group, where you can connect with other business owners who are building and using dashboards just like you are. So inside the group, you can ask questions and get feedback from other people who have been right where you are. You can share wins and insights as you implement what you're learning, and then get support between calls so that you never feel stuck or overwhelmed. It is a lovely space to learn and grow and problem solve together because having a community of like-minded entrepreneurs makes the process easier, more fun, and more valuable. Measure and Maximize really isn't just a course. It's a complete system designed to take the guesswork out of your marketing so that you can make easier decisions. You'll learn how to set up and track and interpret your numbers with 8 modules covering everything from setting up Google Analytics properly to building the 4 powerful dashboards that reveal exactly what's working in your business to understanding how to take that data and make decisions. Measure and Maximize really isn't just a course. It's a complete system designed to take the guesswork out of your marketing so that you can make data-driven decisions with confidence. You'll learn how to set up, track, and interpret your numbers with 8 modules covering everything from setting up your Google Analytics properly to building the 4 powerful dashboards that reveal everything that's working in your business to understanding how to take that data and make decisions. And beyond those training modules, you also get ongoing support to help you implement through our monthly tech office hour calls, our monthly Q&A calls, and our private Facebook group. The total value of this program is $4,988, but the regular price is just $1,297, giving you unlimited access to the trainings along with future updates and ongoing access to the calls and Facebook group to ensure that you never get stuck. But because you took the time to be here today and it's clear that you know that it's time to make smarter data-driven decisions in your business, I really want to honor that. And as a thank you for showing up and learning and investing in yourself, I want to offer you a special $300 additional savings, which means that you can get Measure and Maximize today for just $9.97 instead of the regular $12.97. This is my way of rewarding action takers because when you're willing to put in the effort to track and optimize your numbers, big things happen. But this special offer is only available for a limited time. So if you know this is something your business needs, now is the time to lock in those savings. And because I want to make it even easier for you to take action and start seeing results, I'm also adding some incredible bonuses when you enroll in Measure and Maximize within the next 5 days. These bonuses are designed to help you implement faster, get extra support, and see results even sooner. I know that sometimes when I'm learning something new, like tracking and setting up dashboards, sometimes direct help is really helpful. So that's why when you join in the next 5 days, you'll also get 6 months of one-to-one email support from myself and our student success manager, valued at $9.97. This means if you have a tech question, we will walk you through the fix. If you're stuck setting up Google Analytics for your particular tech stack, we'll make sure it's configured properly for you. If you're trying to visualize a specific data point in the dashboard tool, we'll help you to figure out how to display it. Or if you need an automation for your cart tool, you'll send us a Loom video and we will guide you through it step by step. This is kind of like having a personal data team in your back pocket, so you can move forward with implementing everything you learn in the course without getting stuck in tech headaches. One of the rules that we like to use is if you get stuck for more than 10 minutes, send us an email. We will help you solve the problem so that you can keep building momentum and you don't experience any friction along the way. Now, once you start tracking your numbers, the next question might be, are these numbers actually good? And that's where the little black book of conversion rates come in. This resource gives you industry benchmark conversion rates so that you can compare your numbers to what's typical and see exactly where your funnel is thriving and where it needs improvement. With this guide, you'll understand how your funnel compares to industry standards so that you know whether you're on track or you're underperforming. This helps you to identify conversion gaps quickly so you can focus your efforts in the right places, and it helps you to make data-backed decisions so you're not just guessing at what actually needs to be optimized. So instead of wondering if your numbers are good, this gives you a clear roadmap for improving your results. And if you've ever wondered where your team's time is actually going, or if it's being spent in the most impactful way, the Team Time Tracking Dashboard gives you an over-the-shoulder tutorial where we show you how to create an automated system that pulls in hours submitted from a Google form so that you can see at a glance how your team's time is being allocated. This means that you can easily track your team hours without messy spreadsheets or a whole bunch of manual calculations. You can easily identify inefficiencies in your team so that you can delegate smarter and maximize your team's impact. And you can make better hiring and resource decisions instead of using gut feeling rather than real-time data. Next up, a well-designed dashboard doesn't just give you numbers, it makes those numbers easy to understand at a glance. And with these graphic elements for the dashboard bonus, you get a collection of custom, easy-to-edit graphics that instantly improve the readability and impact of your reports. These help you to make complex data visually clear and engaging. It helps you to customize the dashboards really quickly without needing any design skills. And it helps you to create reports that look professional and that make them easier to interpret for both yourself or your team or even your clients. With just a few clicks, you can enhance the way that you present your data so the insights that you need are always front and center. And if you want to track more details about what's happening on your site, that's where Google Tag Manager comes in. It's a free tool that lets you track specific user actions without needing to edit your website's code. It allows you to set up tags that fire when visitors take important actions, like clicking a button, or scrolling down a page, or watching a video. With this bonus, you'll learn how Google Tag Manager works and why it's so powerful, how to set up basic tracking for clicks and other key actions, and how to use this data to refine your marketing strategy and improve conversions. If you've ever wanted a little bit more control and insight over how people interact with your site, Google Tag Manager is the tool that makes you happen, and we'll show you how to get that started. Now, when you're running a business, you shouldn't have to do everything yourself, and that includes managing your data. With the Delegate Your Data workshop, you'll learn how to hand off the collection, tracking, and reporting of your business metrics to your team without losing control or accuracy. This workshop and toolkit includes step-by-step guidance on how to effectively delegate your data processes, SOPs or standard operating procedures so your team knows exactly what to do, and a framework for assigning responsibility so you can focus on strategy while your team handles the execution. So whether you already have a team in place or you're planning to grow one, this bonus will help you to free up your time while still keeping your numbers reliable and actionable. Now, a lot of students who come into the program want to start seeing results right away, and they want to start using their data without waiting to build their full custom dashboards. So we've put together our Fast Pass mini course so you'll get immediate access to the key data insights that you need now, which means you can get started making smarter marketing decisions while working through the rest of the course. In just 3 hours, you can learn how to set up and optimize your Google Analytics account, where we demystify GA4 and guide you step by step through the most efficient and easy setup. We help you to master UTMs for effortless tracking, so you can learn how to use UTMs to track where your leads and sales are coming from, and then create your first links using a tool that's custom built that you're ready to use. And we help you to implement the 4 core pre-built dashboards. These are dashboards you get instant access to that show you where traffic is coming from, how one lead magnet funnel is converting, how one product funnel is converting, and where you have error pages on your site. This bonus ensures that you get actionable insights right away while you start working through the full Measure and Maximize course to build out your custom tracking system. Because the faster you start measuring what matters, the faster you can start optimizing for growth. So let's just take a quick step back and look at everything that you get when you join Measure and Maximize. This is your complete system to help you track, interpret, and act on your data with confidence. You get the 8 core training modules where you learn how to set up your tracking, build your dashboards, and turn your data into growth-driven insights. You get ongoing support through our monthly tech office hour calls, our monthly Q&A calls with myself, as well as our private Facebook group, plus these awesome bonuses: one-on-one email support for 6 months, our black book of conversion rates, our team time tracking dashboard workshop, your graphic elements for your dashboard, your Google Tag Manager Basics mini course, the Delegate Your Data workshop, as well as our fast pass to quick wins. Now, this brings up our total value to $8,666, but your price today stays at just $997. If you're ready to join us in Measure and Maximize, you can head over to measureandmaximize.com/register and get started today. Or maybe you have some questions. So let's tackle a few of the most common ones. First, how long do you get access to Measure and Maximize? This is a great question because we want to make sure that you have everything that you need to succeed. And here's how this works. You get unlimited access to the full course, including all future updates. So once you're in for life. You also get unlimited access to our monthly office hours and live Q&A calls, so you can get ongoing support as your business grows. You also get unlimited access to our student Facebook group. You also get 6 months of direct one-to-one email support from me and my team. So remember, if you get stuck on anything, you can just send us a Loom video and we will walk you through the solution personally. But because we're so committed to your success and we really want to see you succeed and get these dashboards working in your business, if you join in the next 5 days, we're going to double that one-on-one support to a full 12 months. This means you get a whole year of hands-on personalized support to help you implement, troubleshoot, and optimize your dashboards. Now, the next question I get the most frequently is, I'm not a numbers person. Will I actually be able to do this? And absolutely. Most business owners don't feel comfortable with numbers at once, but confidence comes from doing. And inside Measure and Maximize, I break it down step by step. How to identify the right numbers to track so that you don't have to be overwhelmed. Exactly how to set up your tracking step by step, even if you've never done it before. And then how to read and apply your data so that you know what's working and what's not. You are never on your own. We are so committed to your success here, and we will walk you through it and cheer you on every step of the way. And here's what a couple of our students had to say. Remember Natalie, who I introduced you to at the beginning of our time together? She said, in the past, when I'd hear terms like dashboard or analytics, I used to shut down. I didn't consider myself a numbers person, and I didn't know where to look in Google Analytics for the right information. And worse yet, I didn't know how to apply the information I was finding to my business. But to me, this dashboard isn't even about numbers. It's more of a targeted to-do list for better content creation that is sure to resonate with my readers. And Quantel said, I won't lie, I did a lot of research and stalking before purchasing this course. And let me tell you, it is worth every freaking dime. Sometimes it's hard to teach the not so sexy topics in a way that one can easily comprehend and understand with ease, but you all nailed it. Can't wait until the next Q&A call. So next up, I'm already running a successful business. Do I really need this? Well, first of all, if you've built a thriving business without tracking your numbers, that is an incredible feat. But here's the thing, when you start using data alongside your existing strategies, your success becomes even more predictable, scalable, and stress-free. No more guessing, you'll know where your leads and sales are coming from. Your decisions become easier because you're working with facts and not gut feelings. And you can be proactive, spotting opportunities and fixing leaks before they cost you. And don't just take my word for it, here's what other business owners like you are saying. Our student Haley said, I felt an immense sense of relief knowing I finally have reliable, friction-free access to my data in a real-time way that makes sense to my brain. I'm going into my next launch feeling empowered with tools that help me to see the story as it unfolds, and that's all a girl can ask for. And Adrian said, Measure and Maximize allows my team to track our revenue from coaching, memberships, and courses all in one place. I can now make decisions on where to focus my time and what to promote based on real numbers. Your business is already thriving. Imagine what is possible when you truly know what's working and what isn't. And our last question, will I really be able to get results? Absolutely. We have designed Measure and Maximize to make sure that you not only set up your data tracking, but you actually use it to grow your business. It's a step-by-step system. There's no guesswork. You just follow the process to measure your data and build your dashboards. We give you all of the hands-on support that you need. Whether it's tech setup or troubleshooting, we really are here to help you every step of the way. And you get actionable insights so we can see how to read your data and make smart strategic decisions. And mostly, we really want you to win. Our goal is to give you the tools and the support and the confidence that you need to use your numbers effectively. Your data is already telling a story. You just need to be willing to listen, and we want to show you how. Our student Janet said, I just completed Measure and Maximize and loved it. She gives you the exact steps to measure your data and build beautiful dashboards in Google Looker Studio. Plus, she offers so much support along the way. Don't sleep on this opportunity. And Ashley said, I feel like I got so much value out of this course within the first couple of modules that it paid for itself. I was able to go in and see which emails in a sequence generated the most revenue. It was a gold mine of information. So here's everything you're getting when you join today. Full access to the Measure and Maximize course modules, your step-by-step system for tracking and using your data. Access to our monthly Q&A calls and office hour calls to get your questions answered and help you stay motivated and stay on track. Access to our private Facebook group for ongoing support and insight. All of our bonus setup resources to make implementation as smooth as possible. Plus, an extra 6 months of one-to-one email support so you can have direct access to our team for a full year to troubleshoot, to ask questions, and to get expert guidance on your setup. This bumps up the total value even more, but you can get access to Measure and Maximize today for just $9.97. And I want to make this such an easy decision for you. We offer a 14-day risk-free guarantee. Here's how it works. You enroll today and start diving into the course. And if within 14 days you don't see the value, we will refund every penny. No hassle, no fine print. We really just want you to be confident in your investment. So the question becomes, if all this did was to save you from one wasted month of marketing on the wrong platform, would it be worth it? Or if this could help you spot just one underperforming funnel before you lost thousands of dollars in potential sales, would that be worth it? I sure hope so, and the students in Measure and Maximize and my personal one-on-one clients have seen incredible increases in clarity, decision-making ability, and opportunity for growth by having those numbers at their fingertips. So you can go to measureandmaximize.com/register, and you can sign up on that order form, or you can click the button on this page to head over there. Now, if Pay in Full isn't a great fit for you right now, we also offer a 3-month payment plan of $379 per month, and you still get full access to the course when you purchase today. And if you have any questions at all, please do not hesitate to use the chat widget or send me an email directly to support@carriepoppleton.com because we are absolutely here to help and to help you decide if this would be a good fit for you and your business. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I know how valuable your time is, and I appreciate you spending some of it with me. Take care.